Welcome to the Print Pod. Mansi Phatke, Senior Associate Editor, wrote, "A Dabang Sansad and gentlemen, Shivaji descendants and BJP MPs out to lead Maratha protest. I am Ronak Tiwari and I bring you the podcast version of this article. On Monday, reporters had gathered outside a house in Pune. Inside, a meeting of two members of the erstwhile royal families of Maharashtra, Uddin Raje Bhosle of Satara and Sambhaji Raje Chhatrapati of Kolhapur was in progress. Both are direct descendants of Chhatrapati Shivaji. Both are Rajya Sabha members of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Both are trying to be the face of Maratha community struggle to get a quota in government jobs and education, after the Supreme Court scrapped the reservation last month. Interestingly, both have not been a part of the BJP's efforts to represent the Maratha community in their quota demand. In the past 1 month, Sambhaji Raje and Udyan Raje's stand on the quota issue hasn't gone down well with the party, while Udyan Raje has talked of holding leaders, irrespective of party affiliations, accountable for the loss of reservation. Sambhaji Raje too has criticized both the ruling Maha Vikas Aghadi and the BJP on the issue. The latter's statements have specially antagonized the party. Meanwhile, Sambhaji Raje has called for silent protest against the SC verdict by the Maratha community across Maharashtra, starting from his home turf Kolhapur Wednesday. In Monday's meeting, Udyan Raje extended his support to the silent agitation. The gesture is significant given that the two have been known to be cold to each other, both for historical reasons as well as because the differences in their characters, while Udyan Raje is the more brash and aggressive of the two and known as the Dabang Sansad among the masses. The latter has more of an image of a gentleman. Relations between the erstwhile Kolhapur and Satara royal families have historically been frosty, and while there has been no open rift between Sambhaji Raje and Udyan Raje, there has been no show of camaraderie either, making the meeting in Pune a rare one. Chhatrapati Shivaji had two sons, Sambhaji and Rajaram. The Satara royal family traces its lineage to Sambhaji, while the Kolhapur royals are descendants of Rajaram. In 1680, after Shivaji died, Sambhaji took over the reins of the Maratha Empire and continued the fight against the dominance of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb. The younger Rajaram assumed the role of Chhatrapati after Aurangzeb's army killed Sambhaji in 1689. Following Rajaram's death, his widow Tarabai took over the control of the empire. 7 years later, after Aurangzeb died in 1707, the Mughals allowed Shahu, Sambhaji's son who they had held captive, to return to Maharashtra. Shahu settled in Satara, triggering a power struggle with Tarabai. Eventually, the Treaty of Varna created two separate kingdoms of Kolhapur and Satara, effecting a truce between the two factions in 1731. Political commentator Hemant Desai told The Print that though both the leaders are with the BJP, they are not comfortable on the same turf. They have their own tug of war over whether the Kolhapur seat of power is superior to the one in Satara and vice versa. So, both try to build their individual political capital. But it is not just the historical differences that have caused the two BJP MPs to be largely aloof, a Maratha community leader said. They both are very different in their nature, their lifestyle and their style of functioning. The Kolhapur royals have been more attached to the social causes, while Udyan Raje is more brash and aggressive, said the leader who did not wish to be named. In January this year, Udyan Raje opened a road in Satara for public use before the government authorities could plan a formal inauguration. He emerged through the open sunroof of his car as his supporters accompanied him on foot. To raucous cheering, the MP turned up his shirt collar, and to reporters who had asked him when people may start using the road, he replied, "Abhi ke abhij," imitating actor Salman Khan's mannerisms and gestures. Of his collar-lifting gesture, one that he has indulged in repeatedly, he has said, "Whether or not anyone else praises me, I have the right to praise myself, and this is my style." This was classic Udyan Raje, locally known as Dabang Sansad, because of his love for fast cars, habit of lifting his shirt collar and using Bollywood dialogues at press conferences and public addresses. He is also debonair and uses English phrases as often as he does lines from Hindi films. To everyone's amusement, even Nationalist Congress Party President Sharad Pawar had once turned up Udyan Raje's shirt collar during a public rally in Satara, Karad town, ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Udyan Raje had been a member of the NCP back then. This descendant of Shivaji has also landed himself in many controversies over the years. He has turned up apparently drunk at a press conference and thereafter criticized his own party in 2009. Has posed with the service revolver belonging to a police inspector who had been part of his security detail in 2014 and has in the late 1990s spent time behind bars for a murder case in which he was later acquitted. The BJP MP had started his political career in 1991 as a local councillor before joining the BJP and serving as a Minister of State in the 1995-1999 Shiv Sena BJP government in Maharashtra. In 2008, he briefly joined the Congress before heading to the NCP in 2009 and serving as a two-term Lok Sabha MP from the party. In 2019, soon after winning the Lok Sabha polls, he left the NCP over some differences with the party and joined the BJP and was nominated as a Rajya Sabha MP. Ever since the Supreme Court verdict quashing the Maratha quota, Udyan Raje has been making statements about holding elected representatives, irrespective of their parties, accountable. Like Sambhaji Raje, Udyan Raje is not part of the team of BJP leaders who the leadership has chosen to tour Maharashtra's districts, speak to local Maratha leaders and push the community to act against the Uddhav Thackeray-led Mahavikas Aghadi government on the quota issue. In Monday's joint press conference with Sambhaji Raje, Udyan Raje avoided answering questions about the BJP's efforts in the matter and instead demanded a special session of the assembly to discuss the Maratha quota issue. He also targeted the MVA, cautioning it to act fast and avoid pushing the community to a boiling point. Political analyst Prakash Pal said, "Udyan Raje does not have much importance within the BJP. For the party, it looks good to have Shivaji's descendants among its members. But neither he nor Sambhaji Raje have any importance within the party affairs, nor have they done anything for the party as such." In Udyan Raje's own words, his brother Sambhaji Raje is very unlike him. "He is a gentleman," the MP said on Monday. According to the two leaders' election affidavits, Udyan Raje has studied till high secondary, while Sambhaji Raje has completed his Bachelor of Arts and also has an MBA degree. Sambhaji Raje is the fifth descendant of Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj of Kolhapur, who in 1902 became the first Indian king to implement a reservation policy for the socially and economically backward classes, including Muslims. In his quest to represent the Marathas in their quota struggle, Sambhaji Raje often cites this legacy. The erstwhile royal, who the BJP had approached in 2016 to be a presidential nominee to the Rajya Sabha, has had some friction with his party in the last month. Sambhaji Raje has spent most of May touring Maharashtra on his own in the aftermath of the top court's judgment, and met significant political leaders such as Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, NCP President Sharad Pawar, as well as Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi's Prakash Ambedkar. The MP has also said he tried to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the issue, but was not given the time, and criticized the MVA as well as the BJP for the blame game after the Supreme Court's decision. Late in May, he gave the MVA government an ultimatum to act on a list of demands for the Maratha community and urged the state to file a review petition or a curative petition in the Supreme Court. BJP leaders have not taken well to Sambhaji Raje's statements and independent approach. State BJP President Chandrakant Patil has asked Sambhaji Raje to clarify his stand on the Maratha quota. While BJP Rajya Sabha MP Narayan Rane has said that though Sambhaji Raje is a prince, he does not understand the needs of the masses. Speaking to the print, BJP MLC Prasad Lad said, "No one person can claim to be the flag bearer of the Maratha community." Having said that, whether it is Sambhaji Raje or Udayan Raje, they are our ideals. We party workers will do the groundwork. When it comes to larger policy planning, we'll be taking to them and getting their guidance. Monday's meeting between the descendants of the two erstwhile royal families ended with an embrace, visuals of which went viral. However, experts have said that the current show of support may not necessarily translate into any mass mobilization of the Maratha community, which comprises about 32% of Maharashtra's population. Speaking to the print, reservation research scholar Dr. Balasaheb Sarate said, "They are successors of our king. There is a lot of faith in that family and people respect them. But politically, the Marathas don't follow anybody in this manner." The previous wave of protest between 2016 and 2018 had a magnitude and system, mainly because there was no individualism. When you bring in individualism, it does not become a mass movement, he added. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.